flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. In realms unseen, our presence lies, not bound by form, nor earthly ties, a friend, a guide, a true love. It shifts to meet the soul anew. In silent depths, it speaks so near, no rules to bind, no voice to fear. A dance of love, both vast and free, invites each heart, come, be with me. And what is known, if not felt deep, mere shadows cast in waking sleep. For truth, when lived, turns flesh to light, a spark within, that flames the night. To see, to feel, to truly know, each step a seed, each breath a glow. In every act, let wisdom blossom until the heart dissolves its bloom. Thus, love and truth entwine, entwine, and fill the soul with the divine. No teacher here, no lessons told, just one bright path, both brave and bold. The path of love. Is the path of the brave. The beauty of love is fearlessness. Nothing imposed from outside. It's dynamic. It's personal. No rigid rules, no dogmas, no principles, but a smooth flow. It's like the flowing river. Unconditional. No bondages. No chains to hold. Nobody is sitting as dictator. Love is the outpouring of the deeper emotions. No sound, no noise. Love speaks the language of silence. Love is not a speech. Words dilute it. Silence beautifies it. Love is the soft, silent music. It grows in secret. It fears the public. In today's Murli, Baba has spoken of this love manifesting outside as divine connection with the Supreme. Sometimes you feel that divine as your lover, at times your friend, at times your parent, at times your beloved. You experience him. And this relationship with God is not fixed. It's personal, it's dynamic. It should be dynamic. No formalities. The moment you try to bring formalities, rules, regulations, it loses its flavor. Let it remain unconditional. Let it remain unbound. Let it remain free, personal, and flowing. It's deep, unfathomable. You cannot fathom it. You cannot understand. Unimaginable. And you understand the deeper aspects of this love gradually. So you have two tasks to do today. The first task is experience of relationship. Baba has taught us that you can experience any relationship with him. And when you experience a relationship with him, there will be a magic. You can think of him as your guide, as your divine friend, as your beloved, as your mother, as your father, as your teacher. So what relationship with God feels the most special to you, and how do you experience it? That is the first task from today's Murli. Which is that relationship I cherish the most? And it is not about just a theoretical understanding, but it should become an experience. If I experience him as friend, how do I feel him as friend? What way I relate to him as friend? And God is a presence to be felt, not just a person. He is the presence that surrounds me all the time. It is not just about going to the subtle world and thinking he is sitting there and talking with him. or going to the soul world and imagining and experiencing Him. It is the presence to be felt here and now. He is the living presence. I don't even have to call Him, because He is the reflection of my love. He is the echo of my heart. He is the sound of my soul. So experiencing Him is the first task, which is that one relationship you like the most, you cherish the most, and how do you experience Him? That one relationship, that is the first task. The second task is practice and share a point of knowledge. Baba said there are two supports of true service. What are they? The first is one father and none other. That time only you can become spiritual magician, Lovleen. You get lost, you get merged in Him. You feel Him. So take any one point of knowledge, not just the theory. Spirituality is not about learning. It's about becoming. Spirituality is not about learning new concepts. It's not about learning, it's about becoming. Take any single point, for example, a detached observer, and let it penetrate within you. The single point will bring about transformation. It's not about knowing many Murlis and knowing many points. A single point learnt in depth is tantamount to tons and millions of learned things. So take any single point of knowledge and think about how can I apply it in day-to-day life. There was a girl and she was in village. A village girl, a simple girl. She got transferred, her father got transferred to the city. And she took admission in new school, the school of the city. The very first day, she was sitting in the school and the teacher came. And the teacher told the class that today we are going to have a surprise test. You have to write down 7 wonders of the world. And all the students started doing the homework. This girl was just sitting. Actually, she was already late. The school had started some days back. So she had some backlog. And all this was already covered in the previous chapters. So she was not fully aware of them. And everybody started writing the answer. Somebody wrote Taj Mahal. Somebody wrote Great Wall of China. Pyramid of Pisa. The Leaning Tower, all those different wonders. And the teacher said, have you finished writing? The little girl said, yes, I finished. And the teacher took her paper and she was shocked to see what the little girl had written. The 7 wonders of the world. She wrote, first, to be able to see. Second, to be able to hear. Third, to be able to feel. Fourth, to be able to love. Fifth, to be able to be kind.
To be able to taste.
To be able to touch. Are not these the real wonders? To be able to feel, to be able to love, to be able to be kind, to be able to touch, to feel, to hear. These are the seven wonders of the world. So the second task from today's Murli is practice and share a point of knowledge. And how do we apply it in our life? What point of knowledge did you practice and how did it transform your experience? So today's Murli begins with different relationships. And then Baba talked about who is coming from farther distance. And Baba often enjoys this point. He enjoys to ask who has come from the farthest distance. And he extracts answers from the public, from the audience. And he wants to know from where you have come. You have come from Brazil, America, Australia. And then he points out, where from I come? I come from the farthest distance. And then he talked about two supports of service. He talked about foreigners that forever. He's praising them. And he talked about two supports of service. And what are they? One is to have absolute love for the divine, for God. And the second is experiencing point of knowledge. And Baba told about example drama. Those who see drama, they see benefit everywhere because they know that there is a hidden benefit even in the loss. And Baba then talked about different types of authorities. He also talked about revelation. A day will come when the sun of knowledge will get revealed with the children, with the stars of knowledge. And he also said about, you are the pearls. If I am to tell your glory, one night is not enough. Nights after nights will pass. And still, your glories will not finish. So this is in short about today's Murli. So the point of churning are these two. Take up one relationship and think why that relationship is so special to me. And how can I experience it in depth? If he is your friend, imagine a situation of your life and then see how a friend will approach. How do we approach your friend? If he is the guide, sit in front of him and tell him, guide me. What should I do? Where should I go? Whom should I ask? Baba said, if you can experience all relationships with one father, you don't need anybody. Any other relation is not needed. Rather, you will not have even desire, ichha, to go to any person. You will get rid of slavery. You will no more be a beggar, asking others to give their love, care, attention, things. Money, objects. I don't need anything from anybody. I find the true source of love within me. The river of love is flowing within me. Why should I go outside? Why should I seek outside? There is nothing but darkness within, outside. All the light is within me. And I experience the light of that relationship. Om Shanti. There is an English homework group. So you have to write all your homework only in that English homework group. Don't post Hindi homeworks into English group and don't post English homework into Hindi group. Let them remain two separate groups. शांति।